Coming up now, it's 6 minutes after 6 o'clock at WRJZ. This is Joy Radio. Where the joy is the fact that we do have a risen Savior. That today, post-Easter, He's still risen. Nothing has changed. Well, the only thing that's changed is us. Because He lives, I can fill in the blank. 865-342-5620. 342-5620. Or J, which is 5620. 342-5620. Because He lives, I can face what? What is it that you can face? Later on, we're going to talk about the road to Emmaus, the amazing discovery that these two disciples had as they encountered Jesus and didn't even know it. Are we like that? Do we encounter Jesus, don't even know it? By the way, you heard the news just a few moments ago that there has been a proposal from a couple of other foreign entities in the Middle East to try to get a ceasefire going. What will happen in that case? Meanwhile, President Trump made it very clear, open the Straits of Hormuz today, or it's bridge and power plant day tomorrow. He's going to start blowing up bridges and power plants or infrastructure in Iran. So he's made it very clear. We'll see what happens. Is there hope? There is hope. I'm going to talk about one of the astronauts here in just a few minutes, too. Butch Wilmer, one of our great astronauts from the University of Tennessee, talked about his perspective from space. But I'm also going to give you another perspective that's very much the same from Victor Glover. Victor Glover just laid some truth on us last week from space, from Artemis II. So Artemis II blasted off. There were several commercial airliners that were, I started to say, in the area. They really weren't in the immediate area, would not have been affected by that. You know, nothing affects this big rocket going into space when you're several miles away from it. But because this plume of smoke and this fire and this energy is so grand, so huge, you can see it. I would imagine you could probably hear it for miles as well, which many have said they could. And then I found out something that very few people know. They, NASA, or whoever launches, takes hundreds of millions of gallons of water and spews it all over the launch pad to muffle the sound, primarily. You think, well, that's to keep the heat down. Nope. The steam muffles the sound and keeps everybody's eardrums from breaking. How about that? Things I found out watching Artemis II. I'm getting like Aaron Yarnell. I'm geeking out over it. I love it. But one of the reasons I'm geeking out is because of the Christian worldview that I'm hearing and seeing. I'm hearing from a lot of athletes. I'm hearing from astronauts. I'm hearing from a lot of people. By the way, over the weekend, the rain that we had was on Easter Sunday morning, Resurrection Day morning. So for a lot of people, your sunrise service may have gotten either canceled or watered down. But is it not a joy to see the rain finally come and us have an inch and a half of rain, 1.28 inches, after so much of a drought? My grass turned 3 shades greener during the day yesterday. When the sun came out in the afternoon and we hid Easter eggs for the grandchildren, it was just a blast. Now, 6:10, 10 minutes after 6 o'clock, I'm going to tell you about what this astronaut said. Coming up in a few moments, Joy Radio. This is WRJZ. Number 865-342-5620. Answer the question, because He lives, I can...
And now, back to the Bob Bell Show on Joy Radio.
There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Good you or evil, a victory win. There's wonderful power in the blood.
Because the power still goes at WRJZ and 102.5 FM, 99.5 in Sevier County, all over the world at WRJZ.com. It is now 7:13, 13 minutes after 7 o'clock. We welcome you in to another great Monday morning. Yes, the kids are in school today. Just in case you don't know. I saw on like I Love Carnes, you know, one of those sites. Are the kids going to school tomorrow? This yesterday I went, what? It's the 6th. It's Monday. Yeah. And then I found out that originally it was going to be like an in-service day, but instead it is turned into a regular school day. So you're off and running in Knox County schools. Now, there's some private and Christian schools that are not going today. They consider it a travel day. Our spring break, when I was a child, here I go. So when I was a child, our spring break basically was just Good Friday and Easter Monday. That's it. We did not have a one-week spring break that I could remember. Now, there may be some other people that are my age and may remember that they did have a spring break. We did not. We did not have a spring break. If people were going to run to Myrtle Beach or run to Cancun or wherever they're going to run to, and believe it or not, some kids spend a lot of money of their parents and they go to Cancun and other places like, well, whatever. Yeah, they do that too. But we waited until after graduation. That's when we did that kind of stuff. Like sometime late May. Anyway, message from Randy Travis. Country music singer, before I get to the astronaut, message from Randy Travis. He is risen, and so is the hope that carries us home. On this Easter Sunday, Randy's in his wheelchair speaking this. He wrote, may your heart be filled with peace and your spirit lift in grace, your path guided by his everlasting love. Three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. A reminder that redemption still writes the final verse. Happy Easter, y'all. Randy Travis. I see his big smile, and I'm so glad he's still with us. He's just not able to communicate much. Man, what a beautiful voice he has had. There's one man who does communicate, and he has a tremendous voice. He's way out in outer space. At the farthest point from the Earth that any human being has been. Remember, humans have not been to Mars, no matter what one of our congressmen said. Some congressman out of Texas honestly believed that we have been to Mars. Anyway, you ought to know some history if you're going to be elected to Congress. Before you could file a petition to run, you ought to know some civics and history. I'm just saying. But that being said, here's an astronaut that has a good perspective. His name is Victor Glover. Victor was asked, how does it feel being a black man, being the farthest human in space, to travel away from Earth? And he said, well, I don't think of it in terms of skin color. We're all human beings. Now he's going to the part where we're all created in the image of God. Thank you, Victor. God bless you for that wonderful answer, because that's a heart wondering, heart-lifting answer. The other answer is his perspective from the rocket. He said, there's no atheists on rockets. Like there's no atheist in foxholes, you've heard? Once you see the beauty of the Earth, the created moon, and all the other heavenly bodies, I would imagine how much different they look up there than they do down here. I would say that your breath would be taken away. Now, Yuri Gagarin, I talked about last week, went up into space in the early 60s and said, there is no God. Now, his government may have told him to say, hey, I went up to space, I didn't see any God. You know, that's very battle what Russians would have you do. Because part of Marxism and the other basis of a lot of the other isms is to take away your belief, trust, and faith in God. And certainly when it comes to Jesus Christ. Now, you could get away with believing in some nefarious, generic God, little g out there. It's okay if you do that. A lot of people think that's cute and that's wonderful. We come back in just a few moments, though. What we're going to do is boil it down to Jesus, God with skin on, and the validation of the resurrection. So there's good news. Other good news I'll share with you, too, about a daring rescue over the weekend. And the whole country is rejoicing. 6:18, 18 minutes after 6 o'clock. I got traffic. I got weather. I got more of the Bob Bell Show coming up on Joy Radio.
Woke up on the wrong side of the bed? We can fix that right here on the Bob Bell Show at no additional charge.
Welcome in. It's now 6:22, 22 minutes after 6 o'clock at WRJZ. This is Joy Radio. Bob Bell at your service. It's now 45 degrees downtown, 43 degrees at the airport. Chillier, which thought when you got up this morning, it's like, And it's going on down a little bit more, too, as we speak. From WRJZ, a couple of things I was noting, as I said before I went to break. We talk about those two who are walking on the road to Emmaus, Luke 24, starting in verse 13. Now that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus. How many of y'all remember the Emmaus walk in the United Methodist Church back in the day? Oh yeah, it was a big deal for a lot of those of you who grew up in the old United Methodist Church. When quite frankly, that denomination was much more in following and trying to keep with the Word of God than they are now. And I'm sorry to be critical, but I'm not trying to be mean. But they did the Emmaus walk, and I guess they still have it, but it's a wonderful experience. But these two disciples were talking with each other about everything that had happened. And as they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up, walked along with them, but they were kept from recognizing him. You know Jesus did that, didn't he? He kept them from recognizing, I think on purpose. He asked them, what are you discussing together as you walk along the way? They stood still, their faces downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, asked him, are you just visiting Jerusalem? Who does not know the things that have happened in these days? Now, I waited for Cleopas to say, what's the deal? Have you been in a cave or something? But that wouldn't be cool because he would have been. That's, well, anyway, what things? He asked, being Jesus. Then Cleopas says, about Jesus of Nazareth, they replied. He was a prophet, powerful in word, indeed, before God and all people. The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death. They crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what is more, it is the third day since all this took place. In addition, some of our women amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning, but didn't find his body. They came and told us that they had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. And some of our companions went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they didn't see Jesus. And he said to them, how foolish you are, how slow to believe in all the prophets have spoken. Did not the Messiah have to suffer these things and enter into his glory? He's still speaking of himself in the third person, by the way. And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all scripture concerning himself. Wouldn't you love to have heard that? That's a message I'd like to hear. As they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus continued as if he were going further with them. They urged him strongly, hey, stay with us, for it's early in the evening and the day is almost over. So he went to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took the bread, he gave thanks, he broke it, and began to give it to them, and their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, I love this line. Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us? They got up and returned at once to Jerusalem. They found 11 and those with him assembled together, saying, it is true, the Lord has risen and has appeared to Simon. Then the two told what had happened on the way to Emmaus and how Jesus recognized them, was recognized by them when he broke the bread. When he broke the bread. That's in Luke chapter 24, beginning with verse 13, all the way through 33. Read it up today. That'd be a good devotional today. Kind of chew on that one a while. Because it helps us wonder, what things do we miss? The very miracles that are right in front of us. So Victor Glover, the astronaut, said there's a miracle right there. God's creative genius right in front of our eyes. I see the whole earth. Sorry, flat earthers. It looks like it was round. Anyway. But it was it was beautiful. The moon was beautiful. Now they're getting into the gravitational pull of the moon today. There's a lot of beauty lifted from all the war and everything that we've talked about, and hopefully the threat of destroying some other things in Iran, or hopefully a ceasefire, which could happen for 45 days, whatever takes place. Once you get that far out in space, it's kind of like you're lifted from it, and you see it all from a distance. Isn't that amazing? When you get stressed, and we talked about this yesterday in my house after Easter dinner, we had some guests over and we talked about stress. The importance of laughter. As I was listening to Chuck Swindoll the other day, I was listening to him talk about laughter. This is an old sermon, probably 40 years old. And he says, there's a reason that laughter doeth well as a medicine.
Laughter reduces pain and actually helps to cure the patient. With laughter as his painkiller, Cousins no longer had to use sleeping pills and other drugs that alter the endocrine system and interfere with the body's own internal healing mechanism. I think that's great. I'm involved in a little radio program, and on occasion I'll have people write me and say, you can stop preaching, which kind of catches me up short, and then they will add, but don't stop laughing. Yours is the only laughter that ever comes into our home. Is there laughter in your home? When did it stop? Chances are very good that since it stopped, you felt worse. You say, well, if you only knew my circumstance, wait a minute. Since when did circumstances give us reason to laugh or not? If I went on the basis of circumstances, friends, you think I'd do what I do for a living?
Good question. Chuck Swindoll, today at 8:30, WRJZ, Insight for Living. We think about that. Laughter doeth well as a medicine. It's true. Hey, the first modern Olympics took place. The Olympics took place in the state in 1896 in Athens, Greece. In the modern day, James B. Connolly of Boston, Massachusetts, won the first event by capturing the hop, skip, and jump contest. Don't you know that was close to Easter? Anyway. That being said, Hostess Twinkies were invented on this date in 1930 by a bakery executive, James Dewar, of the Continental Baking Company in Chicago. Twinkies are cream-filled sponge cakes. That first one from 1950 may still be, well, may still be edible today. Yeah. And on this date, 1931, before we go to break, Little Orphan Annie comic strip character developed by Harold Gray, came to life on NBC Radio. Sounded something like this, did Little Orphan Annie. Oh, isn't that wonderful with the organ?
Who's that little chatterbox?
It also makes you think of The Christmas Story.
Whom do you see?
Or A Christmas Story.
Little Orphan Annie.
For WRJZ at 102.5 FM, it also reminds you to drink your Ovaltine, ladies and gentlemen. Before we go to break, it's Merle Haggard's birthday, born of the state in 1937. CMA Entertainer of the Year, Merle Haggard, 1970, had a huge hit with that one right there. An Okie from Muskogee. More coming up in a few moments at WRJZ and 102.5 FM. We're back in a few moments after the news. This newscast brought to you by Frazier's Carpet One. It's April, Home Improvement Month. This is the time to go ahead and make that call to Frazier's and get your carpet place measured for what you need done in your living room, your back room, your guest room. Frazier's, I-640 at Western Avenue, sponsors of Fox News.
Ah. Wiley.
A graduate from the South of the River Charm School. Back to the Bob Bell Show.
This is America. Everything birthday with hope. Woo. Coming alive. This moment, moment. You gotta breathe.
Hey, good morning and welcome in. He's still risen. Two things are absolute constant. Christ is risen from the dead, and work still continues on Alcoa Highway. For WRJZ, it's now 636, brought to you by Overhead Door Company of Knoxville, 865-573-1950, a William S. Trimble Company, as I said earlier. If it's not a William S. Trimble Company, you don't want it. The Overhead Door Company is amazing. OverheadDoorOnline.com for more information, and look up what they have there for you. But I've got a new garage door that's still just so quiet and so complete and so well sealed whenever I do close the door. Brings a lot of comfort to me to make sure that I know that bad weather or critters and anything like that do not get into my garage. Some of the stripping on my old garage door before it broke down and disintegrated, so even some of the stripping was starting to come apart a little bit. And we glued it back with a service call. By the way, their service calls are very reasonable. I've had several service calls. Sensors don't go right. They service what they sell. They service what other people sell, too, by the way. I mean, you know, it's just a great company since 1936. Josh Mullins and some of the rest of them, they just call them. 573-1950. Say, Bob Bell from WRJZ said I should call when it comes to garage doors, and that's the honest truth. For sure. Now, before long, I'm going to tell you about a daring rescue that many of you have heard about, but I've got some inside scoop as well that I think you're going to love. In the meantime, it's also Billy D. Williams' birthday. Billy D. Williams, hard to believe, turns 89 today on the celebrity birthday list. You may remember him from The Empire Strikes Back or Return of the Jedi or some of those great movies like Brian's Song, which was a television movie, Lady Sings the Blues, Alien Intruder, Mahogany, and much more. Billy D. Williams, 89 years young. One of my favorites, too, who, by the way, is turning 79 this morning, is John Ratzenberger. You know him as Cliff on Cheers. Cliff on Cheers had a famous... Well, he had a famous bit where he always had something to say that was educational.
Tell me, how come you never got married?
Well, no, I'm coach. It's unfair to ask a woman to be the wife of a mailman. Well, watching him get up every morning, strapping on that old mailbag, going out and hitting those mean streets, never knowing whether he's coming back or not.
Right. Somewhere out there is a beagle with your name on it, right?
I love it. Somewhere out there's a beagle with your name on it. Oh, man. I enjoyed that. Probably too much. Meanwhile, Bert Blyleven, great baseball pitcher, Minnesota Twins, Rookie of the Year, Texas Rangers, Pittsburgh Pirates, Cleveland, 75 today for Bert Blyleven. Mary Lou Henner of Taxi, 74 today. And happy birthday goes out to Candace Cameron Bure. That one freaked me out when I saw it. You know how old she is today, Dave? DJ is 50 today. Goodness gracious sakes alive.
Whatever happened to
her? Do you still look at her face when you see her on the Hallmark Channel and go, there's DJ? Do you still do that? I do that. She also starred in No One Would Tell Sharon's Secret. She cried no. The Crew, and Night Scream. Candace Cameron Bure, now professing blood-bought born-again Christian, as of course she is the sister of Kirk Cameron, 50 today on the celebrity birthday list at WRJZ and 102.5 FM, 20 minutes until 7 o'clock. How about that daring rescue? More details coming up in just a few moments. Listen, the hand of God was with this man for sure. I'll tell you all about it when we return momentarily. By the way, what's your take? 865-342-5620. Since it's post-resurrection day, because he lives, I can face what? 865-342-5620.
Can you hear me now?
Loud and clear. Bob Bell is back on the air.
Hey, don't forget, next hour, Dr. Pat Paulus, the Pondering Padre, will talk to us about end times prophecy again and the signs of the times. For WRJZ Joy Radio,
travel my way.
The joy is knowing he is coming back to get us.
Get your kids.
That's right. He will collect his elect from the four corners of the world. And by the grace of God, we get to broadcast to all parts of the world, at least, even if it's not broadcasting, if it's online. At WRJZ.com, you can download the free app and take us with you wherever you go. Or you can just simply hit listen live at WRJZ.com. A couple of other things you could do is go to WRJZ.com. As I said earlier, let's get Bibles into the hands of people who don't have them in their language. Yeah, man. Could change an entire eternity for someone in a family tree. And it's already been done multiple thousands upon thousands of times over. Where a young man or a young woman somewhere has gotten hold of a copy of the Word of God. They've come to faith in Christ and 10 other people have been led to Christ by them. Through the Word, through the Scripture. And God speaks through His Word. It's beautiful. His Word does not return void. So call 1-800-YES-WORD. Make sure you specify, I heard it on WRJZ Joy Radio. So they know. Or you can go to BibleLeague.org and make your donation there. All right. I went to Google just for fun. I knew what I was going to do as my source, and I did go to Fox News, I must say. And yes, I am a right-leaning person. My Bible tells me that that's left for you, bud. Yeah. My Bible has a certain worldview that I subscribe to. And I try to stick to it as much as I can. Doesn't mean I don't have compassion on people. People, that means you're mean. No, not either. Some of the people that quote Matthew 25:40 out of context, they're trying to do the right thing, but there should be an acknowledgement, you know, going to see the people in prison. As my grandson said, preaching to the bad guys. Yeah, we got to preach to the bad guys. Because remember, such were some of you before you were washed, Paul said. Anyway, I tried to Google it, and the only stories came up were either from the New York Times, the Washington Post, MSNBC, NBC, ABC. There was no Fox, no Newsmax, no nothing. It was all according to their accounts. So you have to actually specifically look for Fox News or Newsmax if it's another more conservative rendering of what might have happened. And they say at Fox, the daring U.S. military rescue of a seriously wounded airman is now being hailed as an American success story. That's probably why they didn't want to publish it in that way, particularly with other news outlets. They said the guy got rescued, pretty much. But President Donald Trump announced, we got him. This was like late Saturday night, early in the Sunday morning. On the third day, on Easter Sunday, after we'd been looking for this guy for 3 days, it just so happens we find him on Easter Sunday morning. It's just a coinkydink. The CIA pulled a little reverse on him. The CIA deflected the enemy attention with a deception campaign. They spread the word in Iran through multiple sources that U.S. forces had already found the second of two airmen who ejected from their F-15 and were moving him out from Iran in a maritime exfiltration elsewhere. Sources told Fox News, but that was designed to get them looking one way so you could go in and do the real deal. The CIA picked up a distress signal passing the intelligence to the Pentagon, the White House, which ordered the immediate rescue mission, according to sources. There was an initial fear of beacon signal was an Iranian trap, which is possible. There was a lot at stake here, one source said. Once the CIA confirmed Saturday morning that it was not a trap, the missing airman was located using advanced technical capability. CIA Director John Ratcliffe informed Secretary of War Pete Hegseth, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff Dan Razen-Kane, and ultimately President Trump. Within 8 hours, we had planes in motion. Within 12 hours, we were on the ground in Iran, and they picked him up, and they rescued him. Even when he was jettisoning his plane, as he was going to scramble on top of a mountain and wait, as he was trained to do, the airman was heard to say, "God is good." Now that's amazing. See, this is why I didn't want to go to the New York Times or MSNBC or NBC or ABC or CBS. Because they would not include that part. God is good. 6:48 at WRJZ. He is, isn't he? There's the daring rescue and a proud American moment. That's, and praise God. On the third day, they found him and they rescued him. On the third day, Jesus rose from the dead. He had already died on the cross, shed his blood to rescue you and me. That's the good news. Spread it everywhere. We've got traffic and weather coming up in a few moments. And a great answer, a proof of the resurrection from Pete Alwinson next.
I'll be back.
And just like that, he's back. Bob Bell.
Now it's 5 minutes away from 7 o'clock at WRJZ. 41 degrees, so it's cooled off a bit. You know, that's... Yeah, it's not winter. You can call it dogwood winter a little bit, maybe. But there could be a little bit of frost depending on where you are tonight. So it just depends. A little frost on the pumpkin. Well, there's no pumpkins out because that's too early for that. A little frost on the dogwood shouldn't be a problem because it's not going to go below freezing in most places. From WRJZ, though, have joy. I still like our old hashtag, #ChooseJoy. Don't you love that? From WRJZ and 102.5 FM, a great statement from Lee Strobel coming up after the top of the hour. Also, I've got something from Emily Ann, a very personal message from Cards' own Emily Ann Roberts. That's going to be very important, I think, as to how you approach life. Remember, she's still a young 20-something. But when she was 17 years old, everybody in the nation knew who she was. Because on America's Got Talent, she became well known. I still remember her singing what her choice was on, you know, Make It Your Own Choice Day. At that competition, she chose to sing, In the Garden. And a lot of those young teenagers at that time, 10 years ago, had never heard that. They'd never heard somebody with a deep, thick East Tennessee accent sing, "I come to the garden alone where the dew is still on the roses." She did that. She wasn't faking it, man. It was for real. Anyway, she's got a special statement out. There's tons of baptisms I have seen. Many of you have seen tons of baptisms, people coming to Christ, lives being resurrected, brought back from death. Jesus said in Ephesians 2, "You were dead in your trespasses and sins, but because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive in Christ. Because he lives, I can what? What is it that you now can do because of the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? And I don't say that those words passively. Those are active words. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. His title is Christ, the sent one. Or the Yeshua HaMashiach. The Messiah, the deliverer. Because he rose from the dead, does that set him apart from everyone else? I will never, to my dying day, ever forget Dr. Matt Prince sitting in this studio said, I don't know about you, I'm going to trust that guy that got up 3 days later. And then he went on to explain the validity of the resurrection of the cross. In 30 minutes, Dr. Pat Paulus, the Pondering Padre, is going to talk a little bit about deception. And by the way, what are some of the signs that we know that we're in the end times? And he talks about the space of the end times. All that coming up in Prophecy Talk, the Pondering Padre, in about 35 minutes or so here at WRJZ. Meanwhile, coming up, you'll hear from Emily Ann. You'll hear also from Fox News shortly. Is there some sort of agreement on the table to try to ceasefire for 45 days in Iran? Meanwhile, the president has let go quite a, if you will, a flurry of cuss words. Hey, Mr. President, love you, but you don't need to do that. Stop it. Stop cussing, man. From the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Stop it. I mean, I'm just saying it. A lot of people get on to me for saying that. Oh, they won't take him seriously if he doesn't cuss. You know, somebody told Rick Barnes that, the head coach at the University of Tennessee, that college students wouldn't take him seriously unless he cussed. He promised one of his players and God in 2008 he would never cuss again, and he has not. He's had plenty of reasons to cuss, but he has not done it. He has held true to his promise ever since. I love it. And I think he gets his point across quite well. Thank you. From WRJZ and 102.5 FM, this is Joy Radio, WRJZ Knoxville, home of Fox News, brought to you in part by Lauren J. Hey, good morning and welcome in. We're creeping up on 7:05 close at WRJZ and 102.5 FM. We're all over the world at WRJZ.com. This is Joy Radio and I am Bob Bell. In my 33rd year, by the grace of God, as your host here on the Bob Bell Show, even going back to the days when it was called Morning Magazine, former addict, former alcoholic, and recovering fat boy, God raised me up from the dead, that's for sure. Only by his grace are we here. So, the day after Easter, as I said earlier, two things that are a constant. Jesus is risen, and there's still plenty of work going on Alcoa Highway, for sure. Meanwhile, I did, in fact, as I said earlier, see lots of baptisms over the weekend. Starting on Thursday, Monday, Thursday, there were a ton of baptisms I saw. In a local school? Yes, in a local school. People baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Buried with him in likeness of his death, rises to walk in newness of life. That kind of baptism, you know? It's fun. Love to see it. Coming up later on, this Wednesday, we'll be broadcasting live another Bob Bell show tour, I should say a school tour, at GCA, home of the Rams. We'll be there 6 to 8 a.m. Lots of fun. Tremendous insight. The Redheaded Wonder, Jonathan Baker, the Touchdown Maker, will be one of our special guest hosts starting at 6 a.m., Dave. He'll be right there with us. He's asked to be the co-host. I wanted him to be anyway, but he came asking us. He's getting ready to go to college. It's kind of exciting. So we'll talk to some of the seniors about what's next in their step. This kind of exemplifies a lot of young people as they walk through this time of their life. Meanwhile, the how can we know part, I love this. Just the other day, they had a remake of Lee Strobel's interview on Focus on the Family with Jim Daly. And then he was speaking to the whole chapel at Focus on the Family at Colorado Springs. And he talked about these evidences, these wonderful, beautiful evidences of the resurrection that's still true on the day after Easter.
the conclusion of Dr. Craig Evans, who's written like 40 books on the historical evidence for the resurrection and other topics, professor at Houston Christian University. This is what he said. He told me, he said, Lee, there's every reason to conclude that the Gospels have fairly and accurately reported the essential elements in Jesus' teachings, life, death, and resurrection. They're early enough. They're rooted into the right streams that go back to Jesus and the original people. There's continuity. There's proximity. There's verification of certain distinct points with archaeology and other documents. And then he said, there's the inner logic. So there, we have seven total sources. But there's two more outside the Bible. Let me ask you a question. If you were to come to work here, Focus on the Family, and work here for, say, 3 years, do you think you'd have a pretty good idea of what Jim Daly believes? Yeah, I think you would. Well, we have writings preserved from people who sat under the teachings of the very disciples themselves, the eyewitnesses to the resurrection. Some of them wrote letters and reported what they were told by these eyewitnesses.
Man, that's I love that. They wrote, they saw, they looked. Remember, that's why John said, and we beheld his glory. Glory is that of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. That is John 1:14. John 1:1 says, the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. John 1:14, and we beheld his glory. We saw him. John said, I saw him. We saw him. My buddies, we all saw him. Over 500 people after the resurrection saw him, including those two on the road to Emmaus we talked about a little earlier. From WRJZ, we also talked about Victor Glover, the astronaut in space. He saw him. We say, oh, yeah, he talked all about God's fingerprints and his creative genius, seeing the earth from hundreds of thousands of miles away. And it's a different perspective. But he also was looking through biblical eyes. Butch Wilmore, graduate of the University of Tennessee, was going to be a candidate for governor, but he wasn't a resident long enough, or there was a residential issue, so he pulled his candidacy before it ever got started. But Butch Wilmore said, it just all glorifies God. But he's every bit the scientist. He didn't check his brains at the door when he became a Christian. It's a beautiful thing. So anyway, coming up later on today's Focus on the Family, in about an hour or so, it's going to be really fun, but it's also going to be really good. Because you're going to hear some real detailed discussion with Jim Daly and special guests, but mostly from Jim and from his heart. Coming up in a few moments, I'm going to share with you something Emily Ann Roberts, our own East Tennessee's Emily Ann Roberts, country music star. She's a star now. She's very Dolly-like. Now, she's very girly and a lot of makeup and the hair and whatever. But this girl is a girl from Carnes who was raised by good parents, I guarantee you. Went to West Lonsdale Baptist Church, led choir, service, worship, everything else over there, did all kinds of things. Still writes beautiful songs that honor God. But you're going to hear from her in just a few moments, just a little bit from her heart. And I want you to take note of what you see, because we're boiling it down to what's important on this, the day after Easter. But remember, Resurrection Day never ends. Right now, the temperature holding steady at 41 degrees.
You can't handle the truth.
Actually, you can handle the truth, and you'll get it right here with Bob Bell.
You won't be part of the main dish. I'll spit you out on the dry land.
Spit you out on the dry land.
Let's go fish it, boys. Said, I'll make you become fishers of men.
13 minutes after 7 o'clock at WRJZ and 102.5 FM, all over the world at WRJZ.com. Joy Radio at 41 degrees in the airport, 42 degrees downtown. It is colder than what you thought it'd be. But it is. It is. The Pondering Pod Day, Dr. Pat Paul is going to be with us in about 25 minutes or so as he talks to us about what the end times are, one, two, what sure signs that you see when we're getting closer and closer. Last week he mentioned birthing pains, but also what those look like and what is the season of the last days. He defines that. More of that coming up on The Bob Bell Show at WRJZ and 102.5 FM. Again, we are all over the world at WRJZ.com. Sometimes we're all over the road, but it's a good road. And it'll lead you to the truth, I promise. So, from Carnes, and she went to Carnes. She was a part of Beaver Nation. Good old Emily Ann Roberts. She talks just as country as Cornpone. Why? Because that's her whole family. That's who she is. She didn't try to New York herself, and she didn't try to Chicago herself. She didn't try to Midwest herself, like many of us in radio have done. She's a country girl. And I want you to listen to her, and I know she's a little young, and it may not be the custom in which you're used to being communicated, but I think she says it well. She says she feels like her priorities have gotten out of whack.
So I know that y'all know me as like the happy, peppy, everything's howdy, doody, tutti, frutti, Emily Ann. And that's because that's who I want you to know. I don't want to get on here and complain and gripe to you about this country music industry that I feel like I'm a slave to, okay? Because I love sharing my music with you. I love coming on here with a smile on my face to hopefully put a smile on your face because my heart is in entertaining you, okay? That's what I love. This is show business, baby. My crap is not your problem. But I have to say, I do not feel like myself recently. I have been struggling so bad for the past couple of months, honestly. If you try to find joy in anything but the Lord, you ain't going to find joy in anything other than Him. And I think for a lot of years, I have tried to find joy in my job and peace in my job, which is ridiculous. I don't know what I was thinking. And I'm not going to find it here ever. It doesn't matter if I am the next hoopty doopty biggest star that's ever been on the face of the planet. It won't fill up my cup.
The next hoopty doopty big star. Don't you love the honesty of that, though? Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Remember, Jesus also said, what shall it profit a man or woman if he gain the whole world yet lose his own soul? I think that's apropos what she said. It's very appropriate for today. And I wish more of us would listen, whether we're younger like she is or older like I am. Doesn't matter. These things will not satisfy you. I found out a long time ago that my alcohol use, my using speed for a year and a half, my smoking dope for several years, all of that did not satisfy. Trying to be a famous radio star. I remember working at a little station called WSEV in Sevierville, waiting for that fat cat New York guy, radio program director, to drive up in a Cadillac, smoking a cigar. Hey, I was listening to you. Man, you sound great. Come on up to New York. We'll make all kinds of money. I was waiting for that guy there. He never drove up. He never said such a thing to me. And I'm glad now. I'm very glad. The three places I've worked have been marvelous. WSEV in Sevierville, where I cut my teeth and learned a lot from U-102 as well. I worked at U-102 on the weekends, WSEV during the weekday. I once went 384 days without a day off because I was alternating back between two stations that were owned by the same people. I worked at WGAP in Maryville for 7 years. That was a blast. I learned so much even more there about personal type of radio and communication. And then for the past 33 years, I've worked here. And I still get to do this every day. It's only a blessing. But you get caught up in the work of the Lord and forget the Lord of the work. Don't do that. Go to Him first. That's what 4 o'clock in the morning out on the back porch was all about this morning. And it was so quiet. It was so beautiful, peaceful. A little chilly, but it was peaceful. And I'm reading through Luke 20 and 21. And I'm seeing how Jesus came down the home stretch of his earthly ministry and did things with intentionality. Coming up in a few minutes, we're going to pray over one of our elected officials. Pat Paulus is going to lead us in that. That's our general manager. Dr. Pat Paulus also going to be in with us as the Pondering Padre soon. But the Pondering Padre will pray shortly. It's all brought to you in conjunction with our good friends at Knoxville Wholesale Furniture.
The man who met his wife on a blind date, set up by his mother. Bob Bell, the new definition of cool.
Tell your brothers and everybody, Jesus Christ is risen as he has said. Again, those things that are constant. Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. Dave Clabo does not need a comb. Welcome, Bob Bell Show. Joy Radio, WRJZ, Daring Rescue. I put that into the search again just to make sure I was right. So, the only reason Fox News shows up on the search now is because I already searched Fox News once. Before that, it was only NBC, The Guardian, C-SPAN, Associated Press, New York Times, what's this one up here? British Broadcasting Network, Time Magazine, as I said, CNBC, Washington Post, CBS. That's it. And, you know, the BBC is like how rescue of the airmen remote part of Iran unfolded, and it tells some nice things about it. A harrowing race against time to find a downed U.S. airman in Iran. That was good from the New York Times. I thought it was pretty good. But Fox News was talking much more deeper and actually talked about the fact that the downed pilot who was being searched for, as he exited his plane, you can hear him say, God is good. Not Allah Akbar, but God is good. The real God is good. That should be fun. By the way, Jackson Harrington, University of Tennessee golfer, is going to be playing in the Masters this week. Go Jackson! Had no idea. He's at the practice round today, this morning. My brother-in-law is in Augusta, Georgia this morning, practice round, enjoying himself along with my niece, Caroline. She's there. So they're going to take today for an education day and have a fun time at the practice round. Should be a beautiful day in Augusta, Georgia, beautiful day in East Tennessee. A little chilly, 41 degrees, our temperature. Again, the Pondering Padre will talk about some of the signs and what it means to see these signs. By the way, he'll redefine, as he did last week, what the end times are, that period of time. So Dr. Paulus will be with us shortly here at WRJZ. But I love the rescue of the pilot because it was on the third day. It was on Sunday morning when we found out. And President Trump got to make the announcement. And I think that's what ticked a lot of other people in the news off. They don't like the fact that he gets to make that announcement. Well, he's president. He can say, quote, we got him. And that's what he did. He said, quote, we got him. After he was safe and secure back within the confines of U.S. troops, we got him. By the way, one of the things Victor Glover, astronaut on Artemis II, said, there are no atheists on rockets. I like it. There are no atheists in foxholes. There may be unsaved people, but they're not atheists. It's a good time for you to come to trust Christ. So, let me tell you, when you hear the phrase, because he lives, I know you're hearing that great song in your mind, aren't you? I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Fear will crop up every now and again, but there's a no-so hope that comes with belonging to Christ and knowing that he has risen from the dead that makes all the difference in the world and how he comport himself. There's all kinds of verses that really stand up to challenge you, but to give you hope, to give you an understanding of a future, to give you a settled peace in your heart. Dr. Charles Stanley actually talks about that coming up later on today at 9 o'clock. That type of verse that does just that.
Now I'm going to bring you to the most important passage in the New Testament, I believe, when it comes to understanding why. So I want you to turn, if you will, to Romans chapter 3. Romans chapter 3, and I'm going to read these verses, and I know what you're going to think. You're going to think when I read them, well, what in the world is all that about? So I want you to look at this third chapter, and let's begin with the 23rd verse. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Now we get that. Being justified, watch this, which means to be declared no longer guilty, to be declared righteous. Being justified as a gift by His grace. This is something God does for us. Through the redemption, that is the saving grace of God, which is in Christ Jesus, whom God displayed publicly on the cross as a propitiation, as a sacrifice in His blood through faith.
Coming up at 9 today, that's the why. A great why verse, if you will. 7:30 at WRJZ and 102.5 FM in Knox County, 99.5 in Sevier County, and then all over the world at WRJZ.com. Today's segment with a pondering padre, we're going to look at two things. One, we're going to redefine, as we did last week, what are the last days. Secondly, we talk about the fact that there will be some signs developing as the coming of Christ looms closer. And what are those signs? It's very easy to detect. We'll let you see it and hear about it in just a few moments. 7:30, WRJZ, this newscast sponsored by our good friends at Fraser's Carpet One. Fraser's, I like your style. I-640 at Western Avenue. I like their style so much, several years ago, they redid my whole upstairs. Fraser's will take care of you. Call them today and tell them you heard it right here on WRJZ.
And now, back to the Bob Bell Show.
That's what we're doing. We're working for a living at WRJZ, brought to you by our good friends at Dwight Disney Vaughn Pharmacy since 1966. Now, Dwight hadn't been there since 1966. I don't know if he's even that old. Well, yeah, he is that old. He's the same age as I am. Anyway, but Dwight and Andrea, I fell in love with them back in 1993. They became sponsors here, but I also became one of their patients and customers at Vaughn Pharmacy. They just take care of you. Always have, always will. VaughnPharmacy.com for more information about VIP packs at WRJZ. So before we get started, I want to introduce the pondering padre, Dr. Pat Paulus, my good friend here. Doctor, thank you for coming in here so early this morning, because we've got a lot to talk about when it comes to fulfilled prophecy, signs of the times, and what are the end times. So I asked you what was the end times last week. You rightly said the time between the time that Jesus was born, which also was a fulfillment of previous prophecy,
right,
and His second coming, which right, has not happened yet.
Yeah. Last days is a season.
So there we are.
Between the first coming and the second coming.
So we're simply in the season of the last days.
Right.
And we're going to ask you, though, about some ways that we know that we're getting closer to the trumpet sounding.
Yeah.
Because I know that you've been studying this, you've been preaching this for well over three decades, and you'll have some great insights for us here at WRJZ. The other things I want to talk about is, you know, look at your newspaper, your news outlets, and then look at your Bible at the same time. And learn to study those, Christian, with discernment. Now listen, if you're not a Christian today, you've never trusted Christ, you don't belong to Him, and you try to read the Bible, it's going to be very difficult for you to understand what Dr. Pat is saying. What I would encourage you to do is, as you listen to him in the words of life, that you take your time and place your trust in Christ Jesus. He is the infinite God-man. There never has been a time where He never has been. He is from the beginning. As John said, and we beheld His glory, glory is that of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. Dr. Pat Paulus comes back with us in just a few moments, right here on the Bob Bell Show, 7:37, now 41 degrees.
infinity and beyond.
From East Tennessee to the outer edges of awesome, it's the Bob Bell Show.
We got the
739 at WRJZ and 102.5 FM with the Pondering Padre, Dr. Pat Paulus, as we talk about these things that are troubling our hearts and minds. And Pat gets a lot of questions from time to time. We talked about what the last days are between Jesus' first coming and second coming. That's the season. And now, what about these signs that Christ said would be developing in these last days?
You know, there are signs everywhere. For example, if you look in the sky and it's real cloudy, then that's a sign that rain is coming.
Right.
Okay. If you look at your trees and the buds are starting, that's a sign that spring is coming. Mm-hmm. So what we're talking about is watching for things according to the Word of God that tell us that we're getting closer to the second coming of Christ. We're not predicting a day, a time, an hour. We're just saying, you know, God's word tells us, watch for these things. And when you see them coming, then you know. All right. And the primary passage of scripture is what's called the Olivet Discourse, which is Jesus teaching in Matthew 24 and 25.
I love that.
Yeah. I mean, it's just incredible. And it outlines it very clearly. I mean, it doesn't need interpretation. He just says it very specifically.
So is this an interaction with Peter?
Yeah.
Okay.
All the disciples, because they asked him, you know, when is the time coming? And of course, his answer was, nobody knows except the Father. But what's interesting is the very first sign of the last days is found in Matthew 24, 4 and 5. He says, do not let anyone deceive you.
Mm. What's another name for the devil?
Oh, he has many names. The great deceiver. John 8:44, 8:33. He is a father of lies. Every word that comes out of his mouth is a lie. There's no truth in him, period. He's the one that says, you're never going to make it. You're never going to be any better than you are. Your marriage is never going to work. You're never going to get out of debt. You're never going to get well. I mean, that's the enemy.
Right. Yeah, it's a liar.
Yeah, he doesn't mind because you don't matter. You know, the mind over matter deal.
Correct.
That's why God's word says in Romans 12 that we are to have a renewing of our mind.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about this first sign of the end times, which is spiritual deception. All right. Why can we be so easily deceived? Here's just a couple ideas. Research shows us that humans generally assume other people are telling the truth. I mean, we just assume that.
Wait a minute. Say that again.
Research shows that humans generally assume that other people are telling the truth.
They do.
Which makes us what? Poor lie detectors.
Exactly. Very vulnerable.
Yeah. Number one. Number two, we believe information that conforms to our own ideas. Well, that must be right because that's the way I think.
Because that validates me or what I think.
Yeah, and without ever checking. And there's just a sense of truthfulness without any evidence. Like, for example, now we have all these doctored photos, you know, where we can put our face on somebody else's body.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, and it makes it look real.
And even AI video and stuff like that,
So how does this work, this deception? How does this work? Well, the easiest way to describe it is we get comfortable, and comfortability leads to complacency, and then complacency leads to compromise.
Hmm.
All right, I'm going to say it again. We get comfortable. We don't want to hear the truth. We want to hear something that makes us feel good. Scripture tells us all we want is somebody to tickle our ears. We don't want the truth because then we have to look at ourselves.
That's true.
Comfortability leads and has two ugly sisters, complacency and then compromise. And compromise means to make concessions or to trade off. So that's the easiest way that deception gets into the church. For example, people take scripture out of context. They twist it to suit themselves. And there's no better example anywhere than Genesis chapter 3. All right. When the devil said to Eve, surely God didn't say that. Did he really say?
Did God? You could almost hear, did God really say?
Yeah. I mean, number one. Number two, We have people today in the church and in the Christian world that claim that they have special and exclusive knowledge. Okay.
Be very careful.
Yeah, we have everything we already need. It's in the Word of God. Okay.
Hang on, Doc.
Yeah.
And that's a dinger.
And if somebody says they've received some special word, some special revelation, it has to line up with the Word of God.
Right.
Period. Okay. We have too many that are doing that.
Because he will not contradict his own word.
Yeah, yeah. And then we have people who feel that they're so enlightened they don't need to be held accountable. Mm. And accountability is something that we all need as Christians. And you mentioned at the beginning of the segment about how we should think. As a Christian, we should all, as a Christian, I don't care, a baby Christian, a mature Christian, we should all look at things from a biblical perspective.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean we ignore what's going on around us. Okay. We all go to the gas pump. Okay. We can't ignore the fact that gas is up right now.
Right.
Or the cost of groceries keep climbing or whatever. But I'm saying from a biblical perspective, when it's all said and done, we should be looking at things through the eyes of God's word.
You know, I love the way that Kent Ham said that. Mm-hmm. You look at the world through biblical glasses,
yeah.
The happenings of the world through biblical glasses.
Right, right. So let's talk about this deception, spiritual deception. The goal of spiritual deception is to replace the truth and scripture, period.
Yes.
To replace,
twist it just
right.
Enough.
Yeah.
Or fiddle around with it.
Yeah. Truth is the truth of God's word is softened. Instead of telling somebody, listen, Romans 3:23 says we're all sinners and fall short of the glory of God. And if we're all sinners, then we need saved. Well, if we're not sinning, then what are we saved from?
Right.
Okay. The wages, 6:23, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. So we need a Savior. If you tell people, well, that's not sin, even though God's word says that it is, eventually, you know, there's an old saying, you can lie long enough and often enough that people begin to see it as the truth.
You can fly all the rainbow flags you want to. It's still a lie.
Exactly. Okay. As a Christian, sitting in the pew, our responsibility is to test what we're being taught. What is the scripture?
To be a Berean?
Yeah, what does the scripture say? Biblical testing is replaced simply by blind acceptance. Oh, I mean, I have sat in a pew and listened to a message, and I'm asking myself, where did he get that? Where did that come from? Does that really say that?
Is that from 2 Hezekiah?
Yeah. And I have to open my Bible real quick and find that passage of scripture. Or go on my phone and Google that passage of scripture. Does that really say that? And you know what? A lot of times it doesn't.
Yeah.
It doesn't. So we're deceived. You know, we as a Christian, we need to learn how to read the Word of God and test the Word of God and apply the Word of God to our life. We're not in the church just to be informed. We're in the church to be transformed.
Yeah.
It's critical.
It's Romans 12 is such a great passage to read and dig into, to have your mind transformed into the likeness of Christ.
Right.
So that later on you could do your reasonable act of worship.
Yeah.
But you can't know unless you know the truth.
The question of the day always is, for me as a Christian, for you as a Christian, for all of our listeners who are Christians, am I growing in my knowledge of God and God's Word? No, I'm not saying you memorize the Bible from cover to cover. I'm saying, do I know enough of the Word of God so that when somebody says something, I know that either lined up with the Word of God or it doesn't?
It is 7:48. Dr. Pat Paul is going to continue this stream of consciousness on with us in just a few moments because he's on a roll. And when he's on a roll, we got to let him ride. For WRJZ and 102.5 FM, 99.5 in Sevier County, we're all over the world at WRJZ.com. This portion of the Bob Bell Show brought to you by my pharmacist, Vaughn Pharmacy, across the road from Powell High School.
The truth.
Actually, you can handle the truth, and you'll get it right here with Bob Bell.
Also, with a little help from Dr. Pat Paulus at WRJZ and 102.5 FM, where it's 41 degrees. Brought to you by Bond Pharmacy at 7:53, 7 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Focus on the family coming your way at the top of the hour. Pat Paulus, Dr. Pat Paulus, talking about the deceiver, the deception that has showed up. So do you really see real signs of deception in the world out there?
Yeah.
Just look around, huh?
You know, when Jesus talked about the end times in Matthew 24, the first sign that he said, take heed that no one deceives you. Mm. That means it's personal, that means it's present, and that means it's preventable.
Personal, present, and preventable.
Absolutely. You know, in the last days, deception isn't going to walk through the door wearing a name tag that says false teaching.
I wish it would.
Yeah. It's going to walk through the door holding a Bible and slowly leading people away from the real thing.
Sometimes they'll smile at you.
Yeah. Just like Genesis 3:1, did God actually say to put doubt into people's mind? There's nothing wrong with asking questions. Why does the Bible say this? Why did Jesus say this? Because we want to have a better understanding. Who is Jesus? First of all, who's speaking? Who is Jesus or whoever it is talking to? And what was the point of the message? So it's perfectly fine. I ask questions continually when I'm studying Scripture, but not to the point of making it false or changing it, but that I can learn and grow and become closer to Christ as a result. So what are we talking about? We are talking about being deceived. Being deceived, all right? The church, the Christian, that's not anchored in the truth will eventually, be carried away.
Yes.
Because we don't drift into deception overnight. It comes with time, okay? What about this? What about that? What about this? Well, I don't know about that. Well, I don't know about this. Well, who can you go to? You know, it would be great if in church on Sunday morning we had a question and answer time. Did everybody understand what the message was today? Did everybody understand what the point of the message was? Do we have questions? That's why we have Sunday school. That's why we have life groups, to ask those questions.
Flesh those things out.
To get a better understanding of the truth. Jesus said, take heed that no one deceive you. Don't allow people to take Scripture out of context. Don't. People that come and say, well, I have a special word from God that nobody else has. Okay, I'll stay as far away from those people as possible. Okay, just because it sounds good, that doesn't mean it's the truth.
Right, and we've seen that through. The word counterfeit is something that you've used a couple of times, and I think that's important because the enemy always wants to counterfeit. And the way to know a counterfeit is a counterfeit, you've heard the old bank teller illustration, right? The bank teller knows the difference between a fake $1 bill and a real $1 bill because he or she feels so many real $1 bills through the day. When they come up on one that's not quite right, that's fake, they can pick it out almost immediately by the way it feels.
So how do we help each other? Well, we test the teaching. We test the teaching. How? Against the Word of God.
So you better study the real thing, haven't you?
Okay. You test the teacher. I don't care who the teacher is. Look it up for yourself.
Yes.
The Apostle Paul was teaching the Word of God, but the Bereans did what? They said, let us search the Scripture for ourselves to see whether what he's saying is true.
I love it.
Yeah.
If
so,
more of us would do that, we'd have much less problems in the church.
We need to become Berean. You know, it's not chaos in the streets. It's deception and confusion in the life of the Christian and in the life of the church.
So who's the author of confusion?
Yeah, the enemy.
Sure. And he's real. He doesn't, like you said, he doesn't have a name tag, doesn't have a red tail or horns, but he does have a lying tongue.
You know, I've noticed, because I work with so many churches, I've noticed even the last church that I was a guest speaker, very few people bring their Bible anymore.
Is that right?
Yeah. Why? Because the Scripture's up on the screen. Mm. Now, that doesn't mean they're not using their phone or their iPad.
I
understand. But I can't go, you know, going to church without my Bible is like going to a restaurant without silverware.
Yeah, I feel naked.
Yeah.
I feel wrong. I even carrying a copy of the written word, and I'm not jumping on you if you're just using your phone. It's great. But there's something about the way your brain attaches to the written work on a piece of paper
right.
that is much different than the way your brain attaches to a word written on a screen.
Yeah. What does the Scripture say? And I'm not saying you have to memorize the Bible, but I'm saying you have to be familiar and know when you're listening to someone, whether it's on TV, on the radio, in person, if you're reading something, get your Bible and open it up. Does the Bible actually say that? Where is that passage of Scripture that says that I can see it for myself?
Look it up.
Yeah.
Be a Berean. Search the Scriptures. Be faithful and then pray through it with the Scriptures open. The only word, extra biblical word you're going to hear is still from the Bible. So it's not extra biblical. It's going to line up with His Scripture each and every time.
Yeah.
Dr. Pat Paulus, you're a treasure to us. Will you come back next week and do this again?
Yeah, next week, I'll tell you what. Right after Let No One Deceive You, Jesus says, wars and rumors of wars. Is there any wars going on right now?
Oh, brother.
We're going to talk about that next week.
He's got a lot to say. Dr. Pat Paulus, the Pondering Padre, has helped us clarify and watch out for the deceiver, the deception. Know the real thing so much that the moment you hear deception, it's going to raise a red flag immediately. Bob Bell at your service. Good to have you along. In 22 hours, we shall reconvene. Coming up in just a moment, focus on the family right here at Joy Radio, WRJZ Knoxville, sponsored by our good friends at Bond Pharmacy. This has been the Bob Bell Show. Now go out and do Jesus to someone today.